If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
To Las Vegas we go for entertainment news and Cindy Perlman-Gaber. Tonys were last night. Laurie Metcalf, of course, we know around here from her work at the Steppenwolf Theater, won her third Tony Award for her role in Death of a Salesman. What else do we need to talk about regarding the Tonys, Cindy?
Good morning, Bob. And first of all, it was a great Tony's award show. Pink was the host, and Pink was honest. She said she's never played Broadway, and she came out upside down. You know how Pink flies through the air during her concerts? But that was just a gag. Neil Patrick Harris took her down, and they did a really raucous number of Lady Marmalade, and they changed the lyrics to honor all the female nominees in the audience. If you watch nothing else, you should grab that on YouTube today. It will just really lift up your day. It was fantastic. Maybe one of the best openers they've ever had at the Tony Awards. And other great awards went to John Lithgow. Always good. He was best actor in a play for Giant. His third Tony. His first was 53 years ago. Illinois State grad Laurie Metcalf, like you said, one for Death of a Salesman. Fun trivia, kids. She started out as a German and anthropology major in college, was unhappy, and switched to acting. So follow your happiness, she said. We have Shoshana Bean, who won Best Actress in a Musical for The Lost Boys. She said this was for the women who are always told that you're too much. Be who you are. Leslie Manville, who also does a lot of films, won Best Actress in a Play. And as for the big awards, Liberation, Best Play, Best Musical, Schmigadoon, Revival of a Play, Death of a Salesman, and Revival of a Musical, Ragtime. That was one of the best numbers. Ragtime did a massive number, which was so cool.
And as far as the movie theaters, how was the box office over the weekend?
Well, Masters of the Universe, Bob, not really. It was a scary movie all the way in the number one spot this weekend. $55 million opening, exceeding what they thought. And globally, $105 million in 53 markets. One thing is the movies are killing it globally this summer so far. This was also a huge bounce back. Remember they did Scary Movie 5 in 2013? They didn't think they needed Anna Faris or Regina Hall. Guess what? That only opened at $14 million. They needed them for 55 this weekend.
And what about this movie, The Invite, that the critics are raving about right now? It opens June 26th. What's the story on this?
This was the movie of the Sundance Film Festival. It's a remake of a Spanish film called The People Upstairs. And it stars Seth Rogen, Penelope Cruz, Edward Norton, Rashida Jones, and Olivia Wilde, who also directed. The theme is sex, love, marriage, and commitment. And basically, when Joe and Angelica's marriage hits the nights, they invite sort of the odd upstairs neighbors over for a dinner party. And it spirals into unexpected places. They've either completely wrecked their marriage or saved it in the course of one evening. And the film's being compared to that classic, Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf?
Now, June 26th, we'll watch for that. Talking about movies, Quentin Tarantino has had some interesting things to say about the film business lately, hasn't he?
Well, we know what you call a cheeseburger in France, but what do you call a peep, Quentin Tarantino? A loose cannon. He never holds back. And Quentin said that post-COVID Hollywood, quote, it's a flavorless sausage factory of miscast performers. He said it's all about audience pandering. These movies are just plain stupid. The Pulp Fiction director went on to say it's almost impossible for him to watch new films without feeling the need to pick it to death. And he said his biggest beef is just nothing holds me in its grip and sweeps me away to that magical land of enjoyment I used to visit regularly. And what I loved about the movies and that art form seems to be gone. He said, I'd rather read a book, here. But, you know, he did say he likes two movies that came out recently. Not that recently, though. Steven Spielberg's West Side Story and Kevin Costner's much maligned Horizon. Well, Quentin has his own taste. He is giving us Brad Pitt's character, the one we know and love from Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, The Adventures of Cliff Booth, directed by his friend David Fincher. Quentin didn't want it to be his final film. He loves the Once series. He said he wants something else to be the final, so he handed it off to Fincher. That comes out in mid November and then hits Netflix December 23rd.
He's always interesting, that's for sure. And finally, we have some Keith Urban news this morning. We love Keith Urban.
We love Keith Urban, and we've beat the drums for his Flow State album, which is finally coming out this Friday. That's his Yacht Rock album. He said he didn't set out to do a Yacht Rock album, but he bought a studio in Nashville. He was noodling around with some of these songs just to play, and he kept saying, this sounds good. This sounds pretty good, too. Do we got any more? So this became this album of Yacht Rock. But this one we have to play. He teams with Little Big Town on harmony on that old song Magnet and Steel by Walter Egan. It just sounds fantastic.
Let's listen to a little bit of it here. Everything he does sounds good, doesn't it?
It sounds fantastic, but you throw Little Big Town in, you've got over the line. They sound great on everything, too.
Yeah, 2A's not coming to Chicago, but he's going to be in Wisconsin, right?
He's coming to Wisconsin. But I wouldn't rule it out. He's always adding new tour dates, and he's pretty big on this Flow State album. His last album didn't do so well, so I bet you guys see him eventually.
Yeah, road trip. He's playing the Country Thunder Wisconsin Music Fest in Twin Lakes, July 16. Cindy Perlman-Gabriel in Las Vegas. Thank you, Cindy. Have a good one.
Thanks, Bob.